Thunder Bay, Craft Revival took over the downtown waterfront district and Prince Arthur's Landing with 22 participating locations and 191 artisans. The Craft Revival is a biannual event which takes place every spring and winter, bringing together local artists and reviving the art of crafting. Malin Hurley, founder and board chair of Craft Revival, said over 5,000 people were downtown Thunder Bay on Sunday to check out the craft show. "This is a full circle moment for us because it's 10 years. This event started on such a small scale and now has just become such a city-spread expected event that we're not allowed to stop doing," Hurley said. "It's important that money is spent locally and people support small businesses," Hurley said. "It's been a hard few years, as we all know, from the effects of COVID and our economy and how it's changing. Every dollar spent local means the world of a difference to these small business owners down here. We really need it, so we appreciate everyone coming out today. It means a lot," Hurley said. Kara Pratt, executive director of the Craft Revival and of the Waterfront District BIA, said statistics show just how vital shopping local is. "It's 43% to 64% of every dollar that's spent at a local business that goes back into the local economy. When you spend online with online retailers, it's only a penny, if that," Pratt said. Pratt said with 191 local artisans, Craft Revival had something for everyone. "We have wooden ornaments, we have knitting, people that have dyed their own materials, scarves, there's jewelry, woodwork, there's somebody actually wood burning up in Waverly Library at the moment and creating some really artistic pieces on your everyday stuff. Candles, of course, it really runs the gamut, there's dog collars, and then there's also drinks and food from our restaurants down here," Pratt said. Nadine Contracting sponsored the Craft Revival with free sleigh rides downtown. "Planning for the next Craft Revival, which will be in the spring, has started," Hurley said. "We have an amazing board of directors that work really hard to make this event possible, and we're putting our heads together for what the next 10 years looks like for Craft Revival. How do we bring a next-level Craft Revival to Thunder Bay? And what can we do to really support the community of Thunder Bay with it? We are already dreaming about the next one, and I don't think you'll see us going anywhere anytime soon," Hurley said. "It's just a really inspiring day," she said. "This gives a lot of our community an opportunity to, in a low-risk environment, test out their business ideas, showcase what they've been creating in a way that's really just welcoming and inclusive. If it creates new small businesses that actually end up coming and moving into our downtown, that's what drives the economy and that's what really keeps it going. And local is the culture of wherever you live. It's so important that we embrace this and just keep it going," Hurley said. Pratt said it's the takeover of the small businesses that sets the Craft Revival apart. For more information on Craft Revival, visit their website.